say no. I'm a savior. Those God is in on you. You carry your weight so. Lord, show your power. My sea flow like water. Show them your arms are open. And when in doubt, erase the fear of falling. Take a chance, hear the Father calling. When only one inch of fire, iniquity, my own. Faith ain't without you. Now you see him coming. You miss your calling. He then stops calling.
This is KAYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God's intent for our lives is to progress from barrenness to fruitfulness to spiritual abundance. Jesus also repeats his command for believers to love each other. The greatest thing that's missing in the world today is love. We do more talking and very little love. And again, Jesus said, you did not choose me. I chose you. What we see here is that Jesus is the one who chooses his disciple. All of the disciples Jesus chose, they did not figure this out on their own. The Lord was teaching them, even though he was sharing with them about himself and the kingdom. And the same is for us today as followers. This does not hinder us from responding to the call or our willingness to respond to the invitation. But he chose us first. He decided that he loved us. He decided to give his life for us. And Jesus is saying, I chose you because I love you. And my love for you is divine and eternal. So God saw us and he knew us. And his desire was to choose those who accepted his son. Help me, Lord. There's a thought process that I've always had because God showed the apostle John the things which was in Revelation. And I've often wondered, Bruce, how can a man 2,000 years ago know things that are carrying in the future and still on this way? And I sometimes have a thought about how God knows more than we can even understand and how God is preparing us for what is about to take place. And then I began to understand, it's like an architect, Bruce. When an architect began to draw a structure, he began to meticulously put everything in that building that he knows needs to be in the building in order for the occupancy to take place. And because he draws it out and he meticulously planned it, he knows everything about that building, any flaws he knows about it, because he is the maker of that building. And I begin to understand how God's prophetic plan works and how God is the architect of everything that he is making. And he knows what will take place before it takes place. How? And I begin to understand that because he knows, the architect has already drawn out the plan. And he knows the beginning from the end. The architect knows what's in the building, what's around the building, and what's coming towards the building. And because the architect knows what's going on in the building, he knows what's happening in all of our lives. And even though there seem to be some upsets, and even though there seem to be some downfalls that we have in this life, he said, don't worry about it, because I'm working it out for your good. And what God is doing is working everything out for our salvation, because he is the architect over the whole entire building. And I begin to understand what God is up to, because he saw the beginning and the end and all that will be part of it. And I said, I begin to understand Jeremiah 29:11, when he said, for I know the plan I have for you. Because he is the architect, he knows the intricacies of my building, he knows everything about me, he knows what I'm capable of doing, he knows what I'm capable of saying. He said, I know your building, and even though your building may not be the way I want it to be, I'm conforming you into a building that will not stumble away from me, because I saw you coming, as he saw the disciples sitting, as he saw him sitting under the tree before it even happened. And so God knows what's about to take place because he's omniscient. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Then he said, I ordain you to go forth and bring forth fruit. The word fruit here is good deeds that believers do when we follow the teaching of Jesus to love each other. Antioch, the Lord is trying to get us to a place where we don't talk about each other, fight with one another, but love one another. Now I understand why he said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Love God and love one another. It's all about love. Because God is love, and if God is love, if we are to emulate him, then we must have the characteristics of that love. And if we have the characteristics of that love, we don't hurt one another, because love does not hurt. Love embraces, and love is tender, and love is mercy, and love is kind, and love is forgiving. But when we are in the other, see, when we are in the other way of life, we don't act and look like him. But God is doing something in our life that is life-changing and life-sustaining, that you don't have to worry about where you're headed. Then he said, whatever we ask the Father, as believers, we can ask the Father for good deeds to happen in Jesus' name. The reason we can't get a blessing or breakthrough is because we don't know how to ask. Because he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Have you asked him? Have you asked him? Because when you ask him in Jesus' name, doors will be open. Yeah. when you ask him in Jesus' name, he's able to do more than we can do on our own. We can ask him to support us and to protect us. You ain't got to worry about 47 because God got this thing covered. We can ask him to guide us and then direct us. We can ask him to heal us and restore us. Pastor, my body is aching in pain and I don't know how I'm going to make it. Have you asked him? Have you asked the one who couldn't do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask to think, above more than we could ask or think? Have you asked him? Have you asked him to come into your life and change you and make you a brand new creature? Have you asked him? Have you had a personal relationship with him? Have you fallen on your knees and surrendered to the Lord? Have you asked him? Have you asked him for your cup of water when you're thirsty? Have you asked him for a meal when you're hungry? Have you asked him? Have you asked him? Because in his name is power, and in his name is authority. There's something about that name that we can jump and shout about. There's something about that name. For he is our Savior. He is our deliverer. He is our provider. There is something about that name. He is Emmanuel. God with us. He is our all in all. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. There is something about that name. He is the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. There is something about that name. He is the light of the world. There is something about that name. He is the bread of life. He is the chief cornerstone. He is my all in all. There is something about that name. He is the faithful and true. And when the Lord speaks to you, he's speaking blessings in your life, because he is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. He is what we need. He's the one that died, went to a cross, and said, Father, forgive them. He is the one who was buried in a tomb and baffled death and got up on the third day, proclaiming all power of heaven and earth. He is the one that we can adore. He is the one that we praise and bow down before. He is the one that raises us up in the morning. He is the one that clothes us in our right mind. He is the one. That's the one that we serve today. When you're sick, who do you call on? You don't call on the doctor. You call on Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. When you call upon Jesus, even angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. There's something about this man called Jesus. He is called in the original language, Yeshua HaMashiach. Some people say you're speaking in tongues, but I'm speaking about my Lord, my God, and my King. He is my all in all. And I get excited because he chose you and I. He made it personal because you chose to worship him. Not because we're good, but because he came after you. Just think about it. You would have never chosen him.